Islander!
Dancer now!
You've just logged on to Dance Hall Now.
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
No, I'm not afraid, no. If them are come, let them come. I'm protected by the Most High One. I'm Etana the Strong One, and you're listening to TheFlavorRadio.com. Keep it locked. Miss it out.
Princess of reggae music herself, Etana the Strong One. How are you doing?
I'm blessed. Tiara on my head, right?
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, you know, wearing it very proudly and royally, I might add.
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Oh, thank you for joining us. You know, it's a beautiful day over here as we chase the devil away, because I'm strong and I believe in true love. Yeah, there you go. You know, now tell me, Etana, you know, where in the world did you come from? You just hit the reggae music scene by storm. And just song after song, quality, the voice, that they, you know, which part that make you?
That's really, really funny. Somebody asked for that today.
Well,
you know what? I just feel like I've been blessed to have a great grandmother who spent a lot of her time, you know, teaching me and telling me a lot of things. A great mother. And some great aunts around me, you know, who kind of molded me and guided me along the way. And, you know, the whole influence of Rastafari, the spirit of the Most High, it's in me as well. So, you know, it's all over.
All right. No, that's excellent, you know, because, you know, there's in the music business, especially coming out of Jamaica, you know, it's a very male-dominated industry. You know, and it's hard for female artists to really get the chance to do their thing while keeping a certain standard,
yes.
You know, a certain moral beliefs, and not having to, you know,
sell themselves,
you know. It's
safe and done, man. We're on the radio. You got real people listening.
Yeah. But you know, I mean, on the real, you know, it is what it is. But yet you have managed to stay you from day one, mm-hmm.
right,
and still do things. So how do you manage to do that?
You know, as long as you know yourself. For me, I know me. I know what I want for me, and I know how I want to be treated. And so people teach them how to treat me. Treat them the same way I want to be treated. And men can be a bit aggressive in the music industry. And when it comes to that, I guess you just have to know how to be. I just give it right back. It's less smiles when I'm dealing with the business, straight face. I'm very stern, you
uh-oh,
know.
Uh-oh.
I smile a lot. I'm a happy person. I'm playful, but I'm very stern when I'm doing the business.
Right. Well, that's, hey, you know what? Business is business, right?
Right. Yeah. It is a business, believe me.
Okay. Now, a long time ago, my mommy told me never ask a lady how old she is. All right?
Oh, no.
So I'm not going to ask that question. But everybody, she young. Okay. And for a young lady to have such poise and class, I got to say, big up. You mentioned grandma and others and everybody who was there, and other strong ladies who brought you up. I got to say, big up to them, because you are a role model to other young ladies who are coming up in the music business, to your fans worldwide. You know, I have a young daughter, and Etana's music and how Etana stays is exactly how I would be proud if she was a fan of Etana, mm-hmm. and wanted to grow up like that. So big up to
Thank you.
Yeah, for real. So now let's do this. Where did you develop this voice? How did that all come about?
I always loved singing since I was about six, that I remember. You know, my mom could tell me other stories, but I don't remember those days. I remember from six all the way up, but I never thought that I would be able to, you know, be a singer at any point. I would go to chorus class and waste all the time. That would be like a freebie class, you know, yeah. The class you go to get away and do stupid stuff. I never took it seriously, honestly. But I know that I love singing since I was a little girl. In primary school, I used to sing From a Distance by Bette Midler. Even for my graduation, I did it. And when I got to Florida, I was in middle school, I used to go and sing the national anthem for the middle school as well. And then, again, in chorus class, fooling around, but, you know, still using it as my freebie class because I knew there was something there. But when I became serious about it was when I was in college, actually. So I'd say, like, right out of high school.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Where did you attend college?
I went to Broward College in Fort Lauderdale, but I didn't finish. I didn't go for long because, like I said, that's when music kicked in, and I figured, okay, you know, I could just, in anatomy and physiology class, because I wanted to be an RN first and then a doctor. And so I'm sitting in anatomy and physiology class and writing poetry and all of these things until I became bored at my job. Mm-hmm. And I called my friend and I said, you know what, I'm tired of doing the same thing over and over. You come in, you open the doors, you go around the computer, you send faxes, you this, you do that, because I was an office manager. And he said, there's a man looking for a black girl to join a four-girl group in Miami, and you can sing, so you need to go down there and go sing,
right.
You know. And I said, hey, I mean, why not? Not like I'm doing anything. I have nothing to lose.
Right.
So I went, and surprisingly, even to him, I got in on that day, and that's when, you know, I started to take music seriously.
Okay. And then, what was the time period between from there and when the world first started to hear Itana's voice?
You know, not long. I spent like about a year with the group until we started doing the videos, and I wasn't comfortable being who they wanted me to be. And so I went to Jamaica and I said, I was done with music. I'm going to go and open up an internet cafe. And in 2005 of January, February, Richie Spice needed a backup singer to do a show in California.
Mm-hmm.
And his backup singer was about to give birth, and he needed somebody right away. Had to learn the music in like 2 days. But the show came off so well that when I came back, they asked me to do another show in Jersey, and it just went on and on. And for one whole year, I ended up as a backup singer with Richie all of 2005, and it was fun.
All right.
So the first single was released in 2006. Wrong Address, and that took me a long time to write. Yeah,
but you know, the melody seemed to have flown after that. It was no longer you know, it's one after the other.
Yeah, it is true, because the manager of Fifth Element kept asking me, even when I was on the road, to write a song, because people wanted to know who I was. And it took me a while, because I don't know, I guess I write by inspiration too as well. Like, I can't just get up and just say, oh, I'm going to come up with a song and, you know, this is going to be it. And that inspiration didn't come to me until late in 2005, like November, December, when I was watching some show from Jamaica, Life and Death. And then my aunt called me at the same time and said she applied for a job and didn't get it because of where she's from. The girl at the front desk tell her the next time she's doing an application, never to put her Augustone address on it.
Yeah.
And so it hurt me so much that I wrote the song. I guess some of the influences from that Life and Death documentary.
Right.
And I wrote the song. The song came to me in like 10 minutes,
right.
But with a whole heap of tears.
Yes. Well,
I was not allowed to go and sing back with Rishi.
You know, Khalil Wanda here in the chat room on theflavorradio.com just said, you sing better than Richie. So, but
big
up to Richie Spice. Big up to Richie Spice. Yo, we're a little short on time, but we just played Wifey. Love that track.
Oh, my song.
Definitely, you know. Also, War on the Blessing Rhythm.
You're bad.
Hey, let me tell you, I dear any selector out there, test me on a pitana.
Oh, come on.
So tell the fans, when can they expect a new album? Is a tour coming up? When will people around the world see Itana?
The tour starts the 22nd of this month. So by next week, I'll be out on the road until the end of August. And that should be cool because it's all over Europe and UK and Kenya even.
Okay.
The new album is going to be released next year, 2013, in the first quarter, March.
Okay.
February, March. And yeah, that's the second album, as everybody already know, it's Free Expression, and that was released in 2010.
All right. So where can people find out more about you? Where can they get in contact with you if they want to book you and add some more tour dates, if they want you to get on a rhythm for them? How can your fans reach out and just say, hey, I love you, Itana?
They can go to the website, www.itanathestrongone.com. That's www.itanathestrongone.com. Or Twitter, Itana Strong One, or the fan page on Facebook, One Itana.
Well, there you have it. I want to thank you so much for joining us here on Dance Hall Now. I want to big up to everybody who's listening in on Vibes FM 106.1 in the Gambia live. All right? I want to say big up to everybody.
That's my place.
What do you mean? Yo, you mentioned Kenny Lukuma. Somebody's going to get jealous. They have to bring you back to God as well, too. Oh.
For real. Gambia, I'm a place. I love it there. They should know. Anybody with that Gambia that knows me knows I love it there.
That's what's up. Big up to RouteOneRadio.com, who's also broadcasting us all over the international worldwide web. Also, TheFlavorRadio.com. That's the headquarters. 1430, 1420 a.m. in the Atlanta metro area. Future Movement Radio, big it up every time as well. That's how it goes down here. So, it's a worldwide thing. All right. Also, the big song was released last year, but it's hitting the charts, doing well. It came in number 6, I believe, on this week's countdown right here at the Flavor Radio.
I'm sorry,
number 5. I'm stealing a spot from you.
Bonafide, I Want to Be the One.
I Want to Be the One, hitting the charts and doing some big things worldwide. Much congratulations to you for your success and much blessings for future success. Itana the Strong One, thank you once again for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Just shout out to all your fans out there.
Thanks for listening, y'all. I love you very much. If it wasn't for you, I wouldn't be where I am. So thank you very much, and keep supporting. Okay? No, so the love that is from my heart all the way out to you wherever you are. Enough love.
That's what it is, y'all. This is the Dance Hall Now Show, Super Peck, alongside Terry K.
Yes, indeed.
This is Itana coming at you once again, getting back inside of this track. I love this one. Big of all the wifeies out there.
Oosha.
Sweet, so kind, my sexy sweet chocolate, I'm glad you're mine. I wouldn't change this for anything or anyone in this world. My sacred love, I'd say I do, over and over again. Give me the rhythm, make me love up the bass, make me rub it up in a bad mind people face.
Massive, keep it locked, don't move a muscle. Rico Vibes coming up with new music Tuesdays. On behalf of Terry K, Khalil Wonder, the whole Highlander Sound, Super Peck says one love. And we'll see you next week, same time, same place.
I'm Itana the Strong One, and you're locked into the Flavor Radio. I'm a set from Atlanta to Africa. Keep the love and the music.